Climbing Denali is hard. Even in peak season, temperatures dip below zero, and frostbite is a real concern. In fact, this summer saw one of the lowest summit rates in decades, owing largely to the weather. Not many people attempt North America's highest peak in the winter. Lonnie Dupree is one of the few who has. He's just left on his fourth winter attempt of Denali and hopes to summit by the end of January. His previous attempts were all thwarted by the weather. Dupree says he's surprised at how mild the Alaskan winter has been so far.
I'm surprised on how little snow and how warm it's been in Alaska overall. I mean, that opens up a whole new bit of news maybe on climate change and what's going on with the weather these days.
Lonnie Dupree takes climate change seriously. Many of his expeditions have been to raise awareness for the changing environment. Despite the warmer-than-normal temperatures in the lowlands of Alaska, however, Dupree says it will still be very cold on Denali, with temperatures potentially dipping to 50 below zero. Under those conditions, Lonnie Dupree says the body requires a lot of calories just to keep going.
It's like throwing a log on the fire, right? You got to keep the firewood coming when you're up there. So that's very, very important.
Lonnie Dupree estimates he'll be taking in about 4,500 calories per day to keep his internal furnace running. Even so, he expects to come back 15 pounds lighter than when he left. He says that hydration is even more important and that he plans to drink 4 or 5 liters of melted snow water each day. Daylight is also a major factor affecting winter climbs. Lonnie Dupree will only have a handful of hours each day to try to make progress.
A big challenge is, aside from the cold, is you only have a limited amount of time to travel because it's dark. I'm leaving darkest time of the year, so it's only leaves you maybe 5 hours of usable light in mid-December.
Crevasses present a challenge to Denali climbers regardless of the season. Without team members, Lonnie Dupree will be on his own should he find himself in an area where crevasses have opened.
As a preventative measure to not drop into one of those bad boys is to take a big long pair of skis, and I'm taking a spruce pole, about a 13-foot long spruce pole with me.
Like much of his gear, Lonnie's 8-foot long skis are custom. In fact, he made them himself. This year, he's also bringing along a tent, sleeping bag, and down suit that should help him stay warm. Overall, Dupree feels good about this year's attempt.
You always get those butterflies in your stomach right before you go. But I'm excited to get moving. I'm feeling really good about this year. I've trained hard. I have all the equipment that I could wish for, for this trip.
As with his previous attempts, Lonnie Dupree's primary goal is to get back safely. Though reaching the summit of Denali would be a definite plus. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.